Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Oh, I was warned about her love.
Welcome back, 17 to a little Robert Cray bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your business. Including the all the archives that we conducted, all the interviews we conducted with all of our smart people over the last, since 99. We've been archiving since 99. And so we got lots of stuff there in categories, laid out in categories and handy ways of, for you to get to the information, whether you're going to read or listen, whatever you like, whatever you need, we have something there for you. You got 5 seconds, you got 8 minutes, we got something that will help you. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. We'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon by email. And we have a poll question on the homepage every week. Different question. And we'd like to know what you think. Check it out. Having a great visit with our good friend Joel Barker, the author of a number of books, including Five Regions of the Future, including Future Edge, including Innovation at the Verge, which is a film that he's produced that I encourage you to check out. Joel, one of the most interesting things that I studied science quite a bit, biology quite a bit in college. I thought my original goal was to be a biologist, a naturalist.
Wow.
And one of the words that I remember from my studies was the term autogenesis, mm-hmm. which is, folks, you know, like a starfish loses a leg, they grow it back. That's autogenesis.
Yep.
Now you're telling us that we're going to be able to grow organs?
Well, here's what's happening. University of Minnesota actually pioneered this when it took a heart and basically washed all the cells away from the heart and left the collagen and the rest of the scaffolding in which the cells operated.
Right, basically just the skeleton.
That's right. Now what they're doing is they're saying it looks like we're actually doing this with rat livers and with lungs from small animals,
mm-hmm.
and producing a new lung with cells on it that are compatible with the animal that they are inserting them in.
Hmm.
Now, this is, you know, it's the first step to get to human beings because we're more complex.
Right.
You know, we have a different autoimmune system. But what's happening now is there is a model, a paradigm, in a real sense, of how to do this. And so we're at the early stages of this capacity where it very possibly within 10 years, we will be able to take a person who has a damaged liver and regrow them their liver, or a damaged lung, regrow their lung. Or
outside of their body and then put it in?
Outside of the body.
So in a Petri dish, so to speak.
Yeah, much really complex Petri dish.
A big Petri dish, yeah. But now, I'm confused about the connection to the foundation of the heart and the liver. What does that have to do with this?
Well, the scaffolding, you mean, that word?
Yeah, uh-huh.
It turns out that cells, when you put them, like stem cells, when you put them into the scaffolding communicates with them what they're supposed to do. And so placement.
So that's the motherboard of the organ.
That's a very good metaphor for that. In a sense, if you put them in the right place, they respond in the right way.
Right.
And then, for instance, we also know that when you're doing scaffolding for veins and arteries, you also want to pulse it as if blood were running through it.
Ah.
Because that also carries instructions and stimulus for the cells to do certain things.
The miracle of life is becoming less of a mystery.
Well, and here's what always impresses me is just how much more complex it is than we thought it was. We're figuring it out.
Yeah.
But it's always like, my goodness, look at, you need to pulse it as well as, you need to put it in a scaffolding. You need to, you know, this is why this stuff doesn't happen fast. Because
yeah, these are things that happen in generations.
Almost, that's exactly right.
But
so
they are
we
are accelerating them. And are we coming to a period, Joel, where a lot of those generations are behind us, and we can start reaping dividends that start to compound a little from a dividend standpoint?
Absolutely, because if you think about it, the cost of growing a new liver and putting in that liver over the life of the person is dramatically cheaper. mm-hmm. than it is to try and use medicines and drugs and all that sort of stuff to kind of help a person stay alive instead of keeping them healthy. And
now, would this be something that we would do once, we'd only do it once we thought we needed the liver? And does that take a long time? Do we know anything about that?
Actually, I was just reading this one section. It took about a month to do the stuff for the rat.
Wow.
So if you think about, my goodness, if you can make it happen that quickly. I'll read you the quote. Recent advances in cell regeneration, however, have allowed a patient to donate a healthy lung to himself and regrow it in just a month. Now, there they're not talking about a person. They're talking
right.
about a rat.
Well, but here's another thing, though. See, if they can grow, you and I both know that there are transplants now. There are donor organs. So if you could, but we keep different blood types on in storage.
Yep.
They could start growing parts and have them from a type standpoint. Until yours is ready or whatever.
Yeah.
They could put the one that corresponds to your chromosomal or genetic makeup or whatever.
And you could also have one that would say, we will put you on autoimmune protection for 2 months while we grow one of your own cells.
Right, right.
So you could have that. I mean, what it does is it opens up a whole new way to think about healing and correction of damage from disease.
Right. You know, Joel, the issue here is obviously we're talking about helping people live longer, but more than anything, we're talking about helping people live their life, however long that is,
with
as high a quality as possible.
Yeah.
Because you and I both have had folks who lived a while, but their quality of life wasn't very good, and this is one of the great things that we're seeing, folks, and I thank Joel for bringing this to our attention. We got more of this kind of stuff coming back. How about a laser-powered helicopter? I want one of those, don't you? Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.